The Mexican Indian rebels known as the Zapatistas are on their way to Mexico City from the southern state of Chiapas. After 7 years of fighting and stalled negotiations, the Zapatistas spokesman, Subcommander Marcos, hopes to start peace talks with the new government of Vicente Fox. Massive foreign interest has helped keep Chiapas in the news since 1994. In turn, the conflict has come to symbolize grassroots struggles in other places. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from San Cristobal.
In the packed Colonial Plaza in San Cristobal last Saturday night, thousands of tourists and observers, mostly from Europe and the U.S., waited impatiently for the arrival of the now legendary Subcommander Marcos. 33-year-old Italian Luca Casarina was among a group dressed in white jumpsuits. The suits, he said, represent the forgotten people of the world, illegal immigrants, homosexuals, indigenous communities. Since the New Year's Day 1994 uprising here put Chiapas on the map, Casarina has visited 5 times.
Because here, beginning January 1st, 1994, we began dreaming again of a revolution of hope, of a struggle of more than words, of laughing and crying with these people, our brothers.
Casarina and others compare the struggle here to those of the Basques in Spain or the Kurds in Turkey, two other groups seeking autonomy. Though there are vast differences among those conflicts, thousands of mostly Europeans have felt a sense of solidarity with the Chiapan Indians, and they've flocked here over the last 7 years to show their support. No small credit goes to the poetic pipe-smoking Marcos and the Zapatistas' savvy media campaign. Even Mexico's new president, Vicente Fox, has commended the Zapatistas for their internet blitz that turned a regional conflict into a symbol of struggle for just about anyone feeling persecuted. Like 19-year-old Swiss college student Lina Fuadayu. For me, Marcos is a hero, she says. Chatting after a meeting of foreigners helping with the march, Fuadayu said in her town, German speakers are threatening the French-speaking way of life. She came to Chiapas to seek moral support. I feel connected to this struggle here, she says, because I'm a minority in this world. We minorities live all over the place. We're like a big family, she says. We must fight together. The Latin American press has dubbed the Zapatistas' two-week sojourn to the capital the Zapa Tour. There is an air of celebrity to the journey. Marcos and the other leaders are still donning their trademark black wool masks. The dominant Mexican TV networks are staging a huge rock concert for the Indians' arrival in Mexico City. And as the rebels struck out from San Cristobal Sunday morning, several buses packed with international observers followed, from seasoned human rights workers to starry-eyed teens looking for adventure. Peace is not likely to come quickly to this poor corner of Mexico. Most of the more than 1 million Indians here toil in subsistence farming and suffer from malnutrition. But the picturesque city of San Cristobal has prospered since the conflict began, say business owners. Mario Toledo is the owner of a trendy coffee joint called the Museum Cafe.
I think the majority of tourist businesses would have to agree that they've benefited from the conflict. And it's very possible that once the conflict is resolved, tourism will drop off.
Still, Toledo says, business owners want peace, even if it means a slowdown in the flow of backpackers and volunteers to the Zapatista cause. When Subcommander Marcos finally arrived in San Cristobal late Saturday, he acknowledged those who'd come from afar.
Our resistance isn't over, but we're no longer alone. Accompanying us are the hearts of millions in Mexico and from the 5 continents. Their steps march along with ours.
Marcos has linked the struggle of Mexico's Indians to the globalization of the world economy, condemning neo-globalism and its effect on laborers. Many of the foreigners here to send Marcos off headed quickly in the opposite direction afterward, toward the Mexican beach town of Cancun. They planned a protest against neo-globalism outside a meeting of the World Economic Forum today. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, San Cristobal, Chiapas.